This goes to Dr. Strom, Strom, like Mary, fax 989-463-1713, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466, and I'm not sure the rest, I'll leave the last four blank, regarding Patricia Drosty, D like David, R-O-S like Sam, T like Tom, E. Date of birth, November 20th, 1935. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mrs. Drosty, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels and worsening chronic kidney disease after her NSTEMI in May of this year. She had severe chest pain while at home. She called her son after it didn't resolve and started radiating down her left arm and up into her neck and giving her a headache. So she called her son. He came over immediately and took her into the ER. And she was having a myocardial infarction, so she was taken to Midland Hospital and then had a cardiac catheterization with three stents placed. They did find that she had some narrowing of the left subclavian artery, which hooked into the internal mammary artery, which was used for bypass in 2014, when she had a coronary artery bypass graft, and the narrowing affects the internal mammary artery. And so it does need to be, she needs another cardiac catheterization with angioplasty and possible stent placement in September of this year. And after this recent angioplasty with exposure to IV contrast, her creatinine levels increased from 1.2 to 1.3, where the previous levels up to 1.62. With estimated GFR of 30. And that didn't resolve after she was discharged from the hospital. So they have been checking her creatinine levels weekly, and now it's every 2 weeks because things have stabilized. They do fluctuate slightly, but they haven't returned to her baseline. And we used to see Mrs. Drosty starting in 2012 for diabetic nephropathy with elevated creatinine levels and proteinuria. And then her last visit here was March 28th of 2022. And after that, she really was lost to follow-up until now when she's reestablishing care with us. And her daughter accompanies her to this visit to help ask questions and discuss the upcoming catheterization procedure with IV contrast. The patient also just moved into a assisted living facility in St. Louis and will not be moving back into her home at this time. She'll be staying in the assisted living facility in St. Louis. Currently, she's feeling well, no headaches or dizziness. She does have severe visual impairment secondary to macular degeneration, and she's unable to drive anymore. Her daughter or any family members must bring her to visits. Currently, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, intermittent edema of the lower extremity, currently none, and she does have decreased sensation and neuropathic pain in the lower extremities, secondary to long-term diabetes. Past medical history, she's had type 2 diabetes for many years, angina and coronary artery disease, and a recent myocardial infarction. She does have stenosis of the left subclavian artery that's going to require angioplasty, possible stent placement, hyperkalemia history, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis, macular degeneration, hypothyroidism, diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, she had a radical left nephrectomy in 2012, cataract removal bilaterally, cystocele repair, tonsillectomy, right knee scope. She's had a cardiac catheterization with 3 stents, and that was May of this year. Coronary artery bypass graft in 2014 with 3 vessels replaced. Social history, she is a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widower, or a widow, and now lives in an assisted living facility in St. Louis, and she's retired. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to Cipro, baclofen, and latex. Medications, she takes low-dose aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Synthroid, 125 microgram daily, Plavix, 75 milligram daily, Coreg, 6.25 milligram twice a day, iron, 65 milligram daily, Norvasc, 10 milligram daily, vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, hydralazine, 10 milligram 3 times a day, preserve eye vitamins daily, vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily, Zoloft, 50 milligram at bedtime, Lantus insulin, 38 units daily, Tylenol as needed for pain, it's 500 milligram 2 tablets once a day, Humalog regular insulin, 5 units with lunch and 5 units with supper. Crestor, 10 milligrams daily at bedtime. Zyrtec is 10 milligram daily if needed for allergies. Physical exam, height is 61 inches, weight 157 pounds. Blood pressure on the left, 129 over 59 with a pulse of 60. On the right, 129 over 71. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruise. Heart is regular with a systolic murmur noted. Grade 2 over 6. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, a trace of ankle edema bilaterally, decreased sensation in feet and ankles bilaterally. No lesions or ulcerations are noted on the lower extremities. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent labs were done August 11th. 2025, creatinine improved at 1.38, estimated GFR 38. June 5th of 25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 31. 5/31, 25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 31. 5/26, 25, creatinine 1.39, GFR 36. 5/24, 25, creatinine 1.62, GFR 30. 5/20, 25, creatinine 1.62, GFR 30, 3/20 of 25, creatinine 1.15 with GFR 46, 3/4/25, creatinine 1.29, GFR 40. And the March levels would be baseline for her. So 1.15 to 1.3 would be her baseline creatinine levels. And we also have a CBC done 8/11 of 25, hemoglobin 11.8, normal white count, normal platelets, calcium is 8.8, sodium 137, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.0, liver enzymes are normal. And we do have a total, a urine protein to creatinine ratio. This was done 5/20 of 25, and that's elevated at 2.46. The transthoracic echo was done 5/22 of 25 while she was in the hospital, and that showed moderate mitral regurgitation. There was a slight improvement in the pulmonary artery systolic pressure. She had borderline concentric left ventricular hypertrophy and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stabilizing creatinine levels that have not entirely returned to baseline yet. 2, diastolic congestive heart failure, currently stable. And 3, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria. When she is scheduled for her next catheterization procedure for the left subclavian artery stenosis, she'll probably need some IV hydration and also minimal use of IV contrast in order to perform the procedure. She will continue to have lab studies done every 2 weeks until the procedure and possibly after the procedure for a while. She should continue to follow her low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.